so much humanity is troubling. Geologists warn that there is no way of knowing when the mountain will blow again. It could go off in 10 years or not for 10,000. But blow it will, eventually. Hunkered on the crest of Rainier, watching freighters and ferry boats ply the dazzling waters of Puget Sound, it is easy to imagine that the volcano is ready to erupt at any moment. The rim of the summit crater is riddled with fumaroles, actively venting hot gases from the bowels of the earth, filling my nostrils with their pungent sulfurous aroma. Even though the air temperature is well below freezing and most of the rest of the mountain wears a carapace of glacial ice hundreds of feet thick, the rocky ground beneath me is utterly bare of snow and disturbingly warm to the touch. Scientists have recorded surface temperatures on the crater rim as high as 176 degrees Fahrenheit. The heat I feel through my insulated trousers makes it impossible to forget that somewhere not too far below lies a reservoir of fidgety, red-hot magma, itching to elbow its way to daylight. 60 miles north of Rainier, in a cluttered, windowless room on the University of Washington campus, banks of humming machines keep close tabs on the mountain's every seismological twitch, lest an eruption take the region by surprise. Antennas on the roof of the building gather signals